DeepEnglish.com.
What would you do in a life or death situation? What would you give up to save your life? Could you give up your house or your car? Could you give up all the money in your bank account? How much could you give up? Could you give up your own arm? What if your life depended on it? Could you cut your own arm off? In 2003, Aaron Ralston was in that kind of life or death situation. He was hiking in a desert canyon when something terrible happened. He fell and his arm became trapped under a big rock. There was no one to help him. He had only two choices. He could die or he could cut his arm off to escape. Aaron was an experienced adventure athlete. In 2002, he quit his job as an engineer and set a world record for climbing. He became the first person to climb all of Colorado's largest mountains alone in winter. He was not afraid of danger. In 2003, he was almost killed by an avalanche while skiing. Later that same year, he almost lost his life while hiking. He didn't expect it to be dangerous, so he made a very big mistake. He didn't tell anyone where he was going. On the first day, he hiked about 20 miles into the desert when he fell into a hole. As he fell, he moved a large rock that weighed 360 kilos. The rock landed on his arm. He was trapped. He was alone in the desert, and no one knew where he was. Aaron knew that help was not coming. He immediately thought of cutting off his arm. Of course he didn't want to do this, so he tried not to think about it. After a short time, he lost feeling in the trapped arm. He tried many different ways to escape. He tried to push the rock, but he couldn't. He tried to break the rock, but he couldn't. He tried to use his climbing equipment to pull the rock, but he couldn't. He knew that there was almost no chance of anyone finding him. He had very little water, and he knew he could not survive for long. Aaron knew that death was a very real possibility. He took out his video camera and began to record himself. "My name is Aaron Ralston. My parents are Donna and Larry Ralston of Englewood, Colorado. Whoever finds this, please make an attempt to get it to them." Aaron said goodbye to his family. "So again, love to everyone. Bring love and peace and happiness and beautiful lives into the world in my honor. Thank you. Love you." He stopped recording. He then used his knife to write his name on the rock. Under his name, he wrote October 1975. This was the month and year he was born. Under that, he wrote April 2003. This was the current month and year. This was his gravestone. He prayed to God and was ready to die. He knew that cutting off his arm was his only chance to escape. He had a knife, but it was a very cheap one. As he cut off his arm, he felt a strange mixture of terrible pain and joy. He called it a beautiful pain. Cutting his arm was the worst pain of his life, but the idea of freedom made him very excited. He had to be careful not to pass out from the pain and excitement. He cut the skin. He cut the muscles. He cut the nerves. But he couldn't cut the bone. His knife was not strong enough. He didn't know what to do. After 5 days, Aaron gave up. He was defeated. He knew he would die. Then he had a vision. He saw himself in the future with only one arm, playing with a small boy. The boy had blonde hair and a red shirt. Aaron had no children, but he knew this was his future son. He also knew that he could not give up. He could not die. He had a son in the future that he needed to meet. His knife was too weak to cut the bone, but he had an idea. He wouldn't cut the bone. He would break it. After breaking his bone, he was free. He had been alone for 5 days without food and with little water, but he was still alive. He took a picture of the rock in his hand before leaving. The place where he was trapped for 5 days was 20 meters from the ground. Aaron was an experienced climber, but now he had only one hand. Very carefully, he used his ropes to climb down to the ground. He was still 20 miles from anyone in the middle of the desert. He didn't have a cell phone, so he began to hike back. After some time, Aaron met a family of hikers. They gave Aaron food and water and called for help. Soon, Aaron was on an emergency helicopter that took him to the hospital. Aaron lost his arm that day, but he learned a lot about himself. He also learned that the most important thing in life is relationships. When he almost died, thinking about his family and future son helped him not give up. He still climbs mountains and does other adventure sports. Aaron also travels the world and talks about his experience to schools and businesses. In 2010, Aaron and his wife had a baby boy named Leo. Aaron believes that Leo saved his life back in 2003.